With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello everyone, welcome back to part two of Private Parts. We're still here with the lovely Vernon Kay. These are the podcasts, Vernon, that I really like, because I always think, you know, especially when you speak to someone who's interviewed so many people and chatted so much, sometimes you must get, you know, when you do these chats and things like that, you must have think, God, I've just spoken about this so many times. And actually just talk about sort of nonsense for an hour is a bit refreshing sometimes.
Yeah, it is. It is. So keep it up. It is. I think when you interview someone, like I've had some horrific interviews with people.
What's your worst? Can you give me your worst that you were just like, this is just not
Last time. I mentioned that someone who I interviewed was
David Cameron was
horrible. No. It ended up all over the place and it was so sad because it was kind of a misquotation.
Well, we're not going to misquote you, but don't say it wasn't nice. Just say it was difficult.
I think there's not really that many difficult people. I think when I was doing T4,
which, by the way, was epic and should never have gone.
Oh, one of the best things I've ever hosted. Yeah. I mean, we were literally given the license to do whatever we wanted. It was unbelievable.
I feel nostalgic thinking of T4.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Looking back at time. You know, I know. It's like you're looking back at it.
Those were the days.
Well, I was on... I did 3 or 4 exclusive T4 contracts, so those really were the days, boys. And it was mental. It really was just a great, great time. But we flew to Los Angeles. It's the first time I've ever... Doing T4 was the first time I'd ever flown at the front of an aeroplane. And the airline of choice for the majority of film companies at the time when you were doing junkets. So a junket is when you go and sit in conveyor belt fashion and interview famous people for whatever movie they're promoting. So we were doing a junket for an Eddie Murphy movie. I think it was Haunted House or Haunted Mansion or something like that, I think it was. And we flew specifically to Los Angeles for 2 days to go and interview Eddie Murphy for Haunted Mansion. Like, yeah, great. We got there. Your 15-minute time slot has been reduced to 10. Oh, that's a shame. You know, I'd done all my research. I was ready to go. Eddie Murphy, king of comedy, blah, 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 blah. We get to the venue. Oh, sorry, your time slot has been whittled down now to 7 minutes. I'm like, oh, man. I've come all this way to Los Angeles for 7 minutes. That's a bit disappointing. But at least I ate everything on the menu on Virgin Upper. You know, because that's the challenge that you got to do the first time you fly Virgin Upper is eat everything. Because on that airline, you can eat whatever you want, whenever you want.
And chat around the people and go, this is lovely, isn't it?
And you got a massage at the time. You got a pedicure, manicure, all that kind of palaver. So I was living the dream. 12-hour flight, came out a different person. And we got there, we got to the venue, and we're just about to go in. Oh, sorry, you've got 3 minutes now with Mr. Murphy. Sorry, 3 minutes.
3 minutes.
We've got 3 minutes. And for some reason, his time had gone from 15 to 3 minutes. And because Eddie Murphy can talk, I asked him one question.
Oh, my God.
So what I flew to LA for one question. And I knew that that would be the case. So I had to ask the worst question that anyone asks in any movie interview ever, and that's, what's the film about?
Was that a panic? Was that a panic question as well? Was that a panic?
No,
question?
Well, I just kind of, I went with my gut feeling, and I thought, Eddie Murphy's just going to talk, because Eddie Murphy's Eddie Murphy, and I've only got 3 minutes, and what we need is him to tell us what the movie is. But the questions that I'd set up kind of got us to him explaining, without him explaining, what the movie was about. So I just thought, I'm just going to ask him, Eddie, what's the movie about? And he told us, and that was it. I had to leave. It's mad, but there's loads of little stories like that. Junkets.
What?
No, junkets are an amazing, amazing form of media. Have you never done them? Have you never? You
yeah,
must have done,
I've done
movie junkets.
Yeah, we've done it. But
they're unbelievable.
What I find awful about it is that you walk in and you sort of try and be like friendly and nice, and they and you see the person in the corner sort of pointing at the watch. Your time's already started, and you're something like, oh, what? Hang on. All right, hello, hello.
Exactly.
And it's that awkward.
Yeah, and they're counting down, and then you get to wind it up.
Wind it up.
Hang on, I've only started. But we had an advantage that whenever you'd walk into a junket, you'd say, hi, I'm Vernon. I'm from this TV show called T4. It goes out live on a Sunday morning, and it's predominantly a youth audience, and we call it Hangover Television. And they say, oh, right, cool, Hangover Television. Like, yeah, because everyone's pretty hungover from the Saturday night. And as soon as we finished that kind of disclaimer, I guess, or that statement, the person that we were interviewing would just sit back or slump into their chair and become really relaxed, because they realised that everyone that was watching was half cooked. So they'd just be like, oh, cool. And then you'd get a really nice, relaxed interview out of the majority of people. It was amazing.
God,
and then
it was just, that's just so, it's just fun.
Oh, it was great. I interviewed John Travolta, and then, this is a nice story, actually, if we're doing stories. I interviewed John Travolta a couple of times for a couple of movies. And the first time I walked in, he said, oh my God, you remind me of me when I was 19. And I'm like, well,
that's
pretty
cool.
You
do have a John Travolta thing about you, actually, Vernon.
Yeah, and I was like, "That." Well, apparently. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. Thanks, Mr. Travolta. Appreciate that. He's like, no, man, it's, you know, wow, cool. So we got on really well. We had a bit of extra time. He signed a Saturday Night Fever poster for me, which is kind of the unwritten rule in junkets. You don't ask for autographs. But he did, and that's up in the hallway at home, because it's pretty cool. Like, you know, the iconic Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah,
I
did you bring it with you?
From Gerard Butler, and he got told off for it.
That's all right. That's all right.
When we were in a junket, I said, can I get a selfie? And he went, yeah, right. And I went, oh, okay. It was just a really awkward moment.
But no one tells you that you can't take a selfie.
No.
You know, unless you're told at the beginning, like, the unwritten rule is no autographs, no signing of memorabilia. So yeah,
did you bring that memorabilia with you?
I did, yeah. I that was the first time I brought the rules.
But he was a good guy, so he said you looked
like
him.
He was brilliant.
Was he really?
He was
brilliant. Oh, that makes me so happy. I love John Travolta.
Yeah, he's such a dude. And then subsequently, I've seen him at maybe 2 or 3 Super Bowls where I've just been passing him. And the one picture from a Super Bowl is up on my Instagram. And we were in... I was fortunate enough, lucky enough, to be asked to be a guest in an NFL suite at the Super Bowl.
Jesus.
And I'm like, oh, this is awesome. So we're on the 40-yard line, amazing view, free food, free booze, and there was all these celebrities and famous faces, both from sports and showbiz and music, walking in and out. And because the majority of well-established celebrities in America don't drink... No one was at the bar. So I'm like, well, hang on a minute. I haven't and don't have an issue with alcohol. So I'm getting involved.
Right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So in there was Queen Latifah, John Travolta, Britney Spears, Mark Wahlberg, a couple of like iconic American football players from the past. And it was
David
amazing.
Cameron.
And David Cameron, yeah. David and Sam were in the back. And
that's amazing. You look
it was amazing.
Like, what is going on?
The first thing I did, Jamie, I phoned my mum. And I went, you're not going to believe this. I'm in a box at the Super Bowl with John Travolta, Mark Wahlberg, Britney Spears and Queen Latifah. She's like, no way. I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then...
Also, you're huge, like me, huge NFL fan.
Massive.
Massive.
Love it. And then... I can see it now. That's why I'm pausing, because the recollection is as fresh as a daisy. John Travolta came up to me and went, "Hey, how are you?" And I'm like, "Hey, John, yeah, really good." He's like, "Swordfish, right?" I'm like, "Yeah, Swordfish, and that weird film you made about Scientology and aliens." "Yes!" So we start having a chat. And then he said to me, which is probably my favourite showbiz story, "Come on, Vernon, let's have a selfie." I'm like, "Winning!"
What? Oh,
so I took a selfie, and he was like, "It's good to see that you're well." And then I've seen him since, only like running past each other at Super Bowls. Mm. It's just the weirdest thing. And it's such a nice bloke.
But do you know what's key about that? And they always say that, I always think when you remember people, it doesn't matter how sort of whatever grade you are, when you have that remembering, they always say Tom Cruise is just amazing at remembering everyone's name and going, and I'm sure like people are saying something.
Will Smith is the same.
Is Will Smith the same?
Yeah.
But also, I know this is boring. You've probably been asked it a million times. Just want to know, I'm a celeb. How hard? Easy?
No, I loved it. I absolutely loved it. Yeah,
you
I loved
great.
It.
Dude, you were great on it. You were,
oh, thank also, you.
You were so, no, I kept saying that to Tess, right? I kept saying, he's just doing so well. Francis, you, I was doing Strictly, don't worry about it. But I was, and there's that epic bit where you said to the camera, said hi to your daughters, which is just so, oh man, that was so
kill
sweet.
Me. But you know, because you've experienced it, but it's different on Strictly because you live and breathe the tidal wave that show creates.
Mm.
So, for example, if you do a great rumba or a great samba or a great waltz or whatever, the great British public will love telling you that you did well at the weekend. So
yeah,
you can really soak in what's happening. You get a sense of the way that the show's going.
You have the negative as well, where they go, "You're a piece of shit," because you're doing that. So you're both sides.
Yeah, but that's the way it is, isn't it? But when you're doing I'm a Celebrity, because you're hidden away, you don't experience any of that, so you don't know whether people are saying it's going really poo-poo or it's going great. Right. So it's really, it kind of plays on your mind a little bit, because after a while when you're hungry, and you are really, really hungry because the food is ridiculous, you don't get... I think the key to that show is let's starve them and see what happens.
Mm.
So I went from doing 4,000, 5,000 calories a day to 800, and it absolutely destroyed me. It really did.
But also, the thing I think, everyone loves you. And so, like, you know, you talking of nostalgia and things like that, everyone that watched, you know, we all grew up with you on our TVs, right? So there was, everyone really knew who you were. So I feel
like
that
gives
you...
I guess I was, I've been really lucky and fortunate in my career that I spent, wait, let me work this out. I spent about 7 to 8 years, or maybe 9 years, in youth orientated programming. And by that I started off on kids TV with CBBC. I then did Top of the Pops at Play, which was a Sunday version of Top of the Pops. I then did T4, which coincided with Radio 1. So everything I did for a long period of time was enjoying life. The best piece of advice, or one of, in my top 5 advice given to Vernon sections, was from my old head of programming, or the former controller of Radio 1, Ben Cooper. And he said, "All I want you to do is tell the story of what you're doing. Be the listener." I'm like, "Well, what does that mean?" You know, I was quite young and naive. And he said, "Our audience go to gigs, they go out, they socialise, they drink, they party, and they tell their friends about it. That's what I want you to do on the radio. Go out, enjoy yourself, come on the radio and talk about it. Just reflect what's going on out there." And I'm like, God, that is a license to just get absolutely blasted every weekend and go and tell everyone about it on the radio.
So you became so relatable to everyone.
Yeah, because I'm like, And they didn't mind us going on the radio and having a hangover and telling people about it. I've done probably half a dozen broadcasts where my voice is barely recognisable or audible because my throat has just been like, with screaming and whooping and hollering and singing at gigs and, you know, doing all kinds of stuff at PAs, not PAs, but like, you know, corporate hosting and all that kind of stuff. Loved it. I think that going back to your statement was, I think that's why it's the reaction after I'm a Celebrity was so amazing, and I can't explain how amazing it was personally to get that sense that, oh my God, yeah, we had a great time watching Vernon on T4 and listening to him on the radio, and it was so nice. And I guess it's the same with you, Jimmy. You know, Strictly is a mammoth show. It's huge, yeah. And you don't realise how big it is until you're in it.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, my thing was that, so I obviously did Made in Chelsea for many years, and
obviously
and I thought most people had watched it, right? That was probably a naive thing to think, firstly that, and secondly I thought, oh, people think I'm an all right bloke. But what you find out pretty quickly is that a small majority of people have watched Made in Chelsea, and the majority of them, you know, kind of they love to hate it, but the rest of the country, if they know about it, if they know about it, don't like it. And if they don't even know that, because you're sort of posh and things like that, they think you're going to be a wanker straight away. So for me, the nicest thing was that people actually sort of went, actually, he's an all right bloke. I think that's what was quite nice at the end of it before. But the shock at the beginning was, wait, hang on a second. Not everyone thinks I'm all right. They think I'm a bit of an idiot and things like this. And that was, and so that was a massive realization for me at the beginning that I was like, holy
shit. I guess the Made in Chelsea audience is like an echo chamber, right? And I guess it's like a sort of cult following. But something like Strictly is like the whole country is aware of it or watches it. Same with I'm a Celebrity, right?
But I really thrive off attention in the most sort of unnarcissistic way. I really like that sort of feedback. I quite like that. And so that was, I don't know if that's a bad thing, it probably is.
Is it because you're deeply insecure?
But, yeah. But that takes us back to how we started the pod about people's perceptions of you from the moment you opened your mouth.
Totally, exactly.
You know, you've got the wonderful Queen's accent.
Mm-hmm.
So people are already like, posh bloke.
There you go.
Do you know, private school?
Yes.
Boom. You know, they just ream off all the stereotypes.
Mm-hmm. And then you have to break it down.
Through the art of dance, I guess, and your chats backstage and everything with It Takes Two, you slowly chipped away at all of that. And
yeah, but also there's the understanding of where as well, which you sort of, is why people have that perception of people who speak the way I do and things like that, and it's understand, and you understand that as well. So it's both sides, right? You kind of
of course.
But I'm a feminist. That's what I just, you know, Tess, your lovely wife, you know, she's done it for how many seasons now?
16.
16 seasons.
Wow. Mm. 15, 16.
Is there any point, I'm sure you've been asked before, but is there ever a point where if you were asked again, you would go, yeah, I might do that?
Strictly?
Yeah.
Never been asked once.
What?
Yeah, never been asked. Never, ever been asked.
Oh my God.
I think it'd be weird. I think it really would be weird.
It would be weird, wouldn't it? It's sort of crossing that line.
Yeah,
that
because Tess is pretty much say what you see. And I know that if I finished a dance, she wouldn't be able to help herself. She'd say, you did that better in the kitchen. Do you know what I mean?
Tess was great though, because she found it really hard. She said what she saw.
She can't hide anything, you know. Yeah. And I think that's the beauty of that show is she would just probably say, listen, I'm not going to go to Craig because, yeah, it was dreadful. So I'm going to save you the embarrassment of having Craig say something. Craig, I know what you're thinking. And trust me, I'll have a word with him when he gets home. Bruno, what do you think? You know what I mean? She'd probably only go to one judge if I was terrible.
Also, weirdly, I feel like if you're the taller you are, I feel maybe this is general, but I feel like the taller you are, it's the harder it is to dance because your sort of limbs are further from your feet and it's not as like connected.
The more higher center of gravity.
Yeah, the more robust and nugget like you are like me, it's much easier to kind of sort of get into it.
Yeah, well, I would look like a giraffe on roller skates if I did Strictly. It's that simple.
Get you on Saturday. Just for that image.
You do John Travolta style Saturday night.
I know. That's why I think Peter Crouch should do it. You know, I think Peter Crouch on Strictly would be mega. Because I think they've never had someone that tall. But, you know, Peter likes dancing. We've all seen the video of him in Ibiza. He loves a rave up. I think it would be great. Great to see Crouchy on it. And he's such a nice bloke as well. Do you know what I mean? He's a dead down-to-earth geezer.
Yeah, he's a wicked dude.
And he'd do it for us tall boys.
Also, we've got to congratulate you. New primetime game show.
Yeah, boom.
Game of Talents.
Fist bump.
ITV.
Congrats.
Hello.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thank you.
This is big, man.
Yeah.
Do Francis and I get to go on it now that we're all mates? Do we get to go on it?
Forget the game show. Now that we are mates, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to go and find a pub when they open up, or a beer garden, or even a park.
100%.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Jamie, I'm going to stereotype. You must know someone in the royal family who's got a garden free somewhere in central London that we can sit trash. You know, and Francis can bring his ecstasy, I'll bring some Guinness, and we'll have a right old time. Not together, of course. Francis, obviously, you'll have your own velvet-roped, sectioned-off VIP area for you to do whatever you do in your spare time, but I'll just crack open a six-pack of Guinness and we can have a right laugh. We'll put some tunes on maybe one of those urban speakers that you can get.
I can't wait.
Can you imagine? It's going to be like Tenerife in the late 90s.
I just can't wait to get back and just do
that.
Do
you think it'll be like the sort of swinging 60s?
Yeah, people in parks. Yeah. Mind you, it'll be... Instead, people in parks getting high off balloons.
Everyone's going to be just shagging.
Everyone's going to be on balloons.
Everyone's going to shag. And everyone's just going to just get drunk. And it's just going to be one of the... That's what all... The people are going to be doing. Not me.
That's another north-south divide that you brought up there, because you said, you know, everyone's just going to go out there and shag, whereas up north, they'll go out and make love.
Shut up! There is no way. A southernism will get away. There is no way.
Oh, it's going to be a mess. There's going to be a baby boom. It's going to be carnage. It's going to be absolute carnage. Are you a child of autumn 2021? Yep. It's going to be...
That's literally what it is going to be, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. You know, like, you can't even get a place in a school for your kids now. Imagine in 5-6 years' time. Or some autumn of 21? Yeah, not a chance. There is no room at the inn for your child to be educated.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be outrageous.
Hey, Frankie, we got to that moment in the podcast where we need to have the answer to the question of the week.
William Bullock, the inventor of the rotary press, how did he die? Jamie, you said...
Suffocated under paper.
And Vernon, you said he was...
I said he'd fallen pressed. Into the press. Yeah, he was pressed.
He was pressed himself.
Well, he was actually... he fell into the rotary press and was pressed.
No way!
Was he actually?
Yeah. He died falling into his own invention.
Oh, that is a shocker.
Guy who died from his own invention... The inventor of the Segway, you know, the...
Yes, he did!
Did he actually?
No, this is really sad. Stop laughing.
He's laughing.
No, I'm not. No, he did. He Segway off a cliff.
That's right.
Honest, it's really sad. The guy was driving one of his own Segways and lost control and went off the edge of a cliff.
He went off the edge of a cliff?
Yeah,
why
awful.
Why are you laughing about that, Vernon? Don't
I'm not laughing. I said don't laugh. No, it is really
you
sad.
You almost cheered at that point.
Hey, don't throw me under the bus, Lang.
I'm kidding. Yeah, that is awful. Very sad. But that is very... That's pretty upsetting.
I wonder... Like, did Henry Ford die in a car crash?
I don't...
There's your new game show. There's your new game show, discovering who...
Yeah. I wonder how Mr. Dyson's going to go. Do you know what I mean? Whether he's going to get sucked by one of his own contraptions. Sucked to death.
Hey, Van, listen, buddy. Thank you so much for today. What we'd like to do at the end of the podcast is leave our listeners with something inspirational from you.
Oh, so you crikey. Sorry about that. That needed some prep, didn't it? No. Something.
Give it from your top five tips that you've been giving. You give us one of them. What's another one?
Here's a good one for you. Oh, no, it's not inspiration. It's a life hack. It's a life hack. Now, pretty much everyone or 90% of the population owns a dishwasher, right? Mm. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know whether this is a thing, but I stumbled across this only a week ago. Cleaning trainers. Like, everyone should keep their sneaks in tip-top form and condition. I ran the hot water tap in the sink, put the plug in, and then threw in a dishwasher tablet. Waited for it to dissolve. My trainers have never been as clean.
No, you're lying.
Really?
I'm serious. I'm serious. Get a scrubbing brush, dissolve a couple of dishwasher tablets in hot water, wait till all the powdery stuff goes away. We use those gels, which are half powder, half gel. Wait till all that, because it's just fairly liquid and detergent. Wait till it all goes. Start scrubbing away. Right, give them a soak. Little bit of fairy liquid. Scrub away. Your trainers will never be as clean.
Mate, wow. That's an epic one. I'm going to go and do that right now. I can't wait.
Honestly, it's so fulfilling.
Oh, my God. Ben and Kay, buddy, thank you so much. Everybody, we're going to see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.